next week. So that show's coming up. I cannot believe how quick we are at the end of the season already. And you had mentioned the eight-player football playoff point system right now, and I'll bring that up right now on my laptop with the MHSAA.com. And they try to pare it down now since the middle of the season. They've been trying to get these points up. System up, and like I said, about 16 teams are getting in. More eight-player teams are in this year than they have in the last couple of years, and people still have the reservations about eight-player game. And I was one of them. I was one of the most vocal critics about it. I used to call it arena football, you know. But it's here to stay right now, especially in the thumb. And I enjoy the game also. When you get good teams playing against each other, you're going to get a good game. Right now, in the number one spot, it's Rapid River. They're 7-0, and they have about 56 points. 381 points right now for playoffs. Peck is at number two seed. Number three seed, Portland St. Patrick. They did lose last night, so these are just after week seven. This is going to change. I think Battle Creek St. Phillip's going to move up after that big win over Portland St. Patrick. Familiar name and eight player, you have Cedarville. Now, this is what I'm talking about, the illusion of your scheduling in the Mid-Michigan eight-man league that all engage in Akron Faribault. They have them listed as number six and seven. I'll just leave it at that. I think there's a lot of illusion there, okay? CPS, after week seven, they're at the eighth seed. Lawrence at number nine, but Lawrence, they've taken on some tough competition. They have a game against CPS, which is underway right now as we speak. Deckerville is at the number 10 seed. You have Burnt Oak, Polson, Bel Air, Kennedy, North Huron, Engadine, and Waldron. Engadine and Waldron right now we're at 3-4 after week seven. So those are the two leading records right now is what we have. And those are the 16 top teams at this point.
So North Huron would be in then, according to what you're saying.
Yeah, right? They are currently 5-3. So, yeah, they are currently in right now. And like I said, there's just two teams after week seven. They were 3-4. That was Engadine and Waldron at the 15th and 16th seed. And the 17th seed was at the Junction Superior. They were 2-4. So we're going to see at least either a 500 or above 500 record for most of these teams coming into playoffs. And looking at this list, that's a pretty competitive list there.
Going back to what you had talked about as far as the eight-man game and how it's starting to finally take hold here in the thumb and in regions beyond, I would rather watch a good eight-man football game than watch an 11-man team get smoked week in and week out. See Bay City All Saints.
Right, and that's something I think, you know, there's a lot of pride here for the Bay City All Saints.
I understand that.
And they had to forfeit a game against Cassidy, but maybe it's the time to look at eight-player football. Maybe they need to go out and see an eight-player football game. Deckerville did that last year, the coaches. There was a lot of pride there, even with me. They went and checked out the CPS Carson Before Chandler game during the playoffs. They had the opportunity to do that. And, you know, they thought about it long and hard about it, and knowing the numbers were dropping, as many schools are in the thumb of Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's just how the economy is right now and how people are moving out to the cities and all that. And you're seeing the numbers drop in every school right now. But Deckerville went out to that Carson Before Chandler game, took a look at it, asked the coaches their opinions on it, and once they decided to go eight-player, then you had Peck, Kingston, and North Huron all follow suit. North Huron was really thinking about it big time last year also themselves, and they were all for it. You know, it's not about tradition or about the coaches. It was the players. And talking to the Lawrence folks who came into their first year in eight-player league, it was the students. They didn't want the football program to end. They came in and said,
what's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh? Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action.
Huh?
Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? Honey? Honey?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance event is still going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond, with rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months. They're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers, the hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play, the ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris factory authorized clearance event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends October 31st while supplies last. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump isn't one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Receive up to a $2,000 instant rebate with a water furnace geothermal system. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports in the pursuit of academic excellence.
Welcome back to Caseville. It is halftime here with the Olengage Bulldogs leading the Caseville Eagles by a score of 60-0. Eddie, you and I were just deep into an eight-man football conversation here, and maybe a little tough to pick up where we left off, but nonetheless, I guess it kind of centered around, I'd like to see more programs that are, you know, low in numbers.
Yeah.
I did want to mention this here. You look at what Ubley has, you look at what USA has. These were once in tradition football programs that now numbers are quite low. At USA, I heard they dressed like 16 players for last night's game.
Yeah.
They're dangerously teetering, you know, towards the edge of not having a team or perhaps starting to look at eight-man football. And I wonder if we're going to see more and more of this across the top.
And especially in the Bay City All Saints deal, hopefully they're discussing it maybe. And I was talking about Lawrence. Lawrence students showed up to the school board meeting. They were thinking about just dropping football altogether. Their starting quarterback, Connor Murney, showed up at a school board meeting and goes, no, let's try eight-player football. And people were just like many teams and schools and coaches were here, you know, a little bit ignorant, I guess you could say, about that eight-player game. And actually, eight-player football has been played for many, many decades, actually, across the nation. I think we had a Detroit Lions who played eight-player football.
Could have been. I'm just wondering, Eddie, is it ignorance or is it more the pride?
The pride thing, yeah.
That's where it's set.
And you've already seen a couple eight-player games here in the last couple of years, and, you know, it's still football out there, a little bit different variation.
And the bottom line comes down to, and as I mentioned, the kids, the safety, and do you want to have a football program?
Yeah.
I mean, are you enjoying getting beaten 50-60 at the 11-man level, week in and week out, and not being of, you know, competitive nature in your league, depending, I'm not centering around any one team, I'm just saying in general, or would you rather get into a situation where you could come here into the 8-man league, the NCTL, the Michigan 8-man league, and some of the independent leagues that are out there, and at least be competitive and get the kids winning again and build that confidence? Because after all, The football field is an extension of the classroom.